Internet regulation. Public interest groups want more. Internet companies want less. In between them is the Federal Communications Commission and its ambitious National Broadband Plan, intended to provide internet access to all Americans. Last month, the plan was nearly derailed in court. Today, the FCC announced a way around the legal obstacles, and Joel Rose reports.
The statement announcing the FCC's new approach to regulating internet access is full of words like moderate, cautious, and disciplined.
It is a narrow and tailored approach that will ensure we can protect and empower consumers, promote strong investment and innovation.
FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski talked about the approach in a video blog posted on YouTube. While FCC officials wouldn't grant an interview for this story, it's clear that they're trying to walk a very fine line. On one side are public interest groups and companies like Google and eBay that want stronger regulation to ensure open access to the internet for everybody. They were fairly happy with today's announcement. Josh Silver is the founder of the nonprofit group Free Press.
This move will give the FCC authority to enforce net neutrality, which means all information on the web will be treated equally. And it will allow them to do many other aspects of the National Broadband Plan.
That plan is supposed to make internet access faster and cheaper for all Americans. On the other side of the debate are the cable and phone companies that actually deliver broadband to most Americans. They want less regulation, and those companies are not pleased with the FCC's announcement.
What has just set up today is basically a long, hot summer in D.C. with a lot of rhetoric.
Rebecca Arbogast is an analyst at the investment firm Stifel Nicolaus in Washington. She says the new rules could hurt profits at the big internet companies.
It is not, I think, as some have suggested, the end of the world and the sky is falling. That said, it is clearly a negative for Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, the cable providers.
The FCC used to regulate internet access the same way it regulates phone companies, a lot. In 2002, the FCC itself deregulated internet access, but that proved to be a problem 2 years ago when the commission tried to punish Comcast for blocking some traffic on its network. The cable company sued, and the FCC lost, which is why today the FCC announced it wants to re-regulate internet access. Mike Wendy at the Free Market Progress and Freedom Foundation says that's the wrong approach.
To the extent that it looks like 75-year-old rules that were developed around plain old telephone service, that will probably frustrate some investment.
But the FCC insists its regulations won't hurt investment. Commission officials say they won't try to force internet providers to open their lines to competitors, as phone companies must. And that frustrates public interest advocates like Josh Silver at Free Press.
This is a reflection of the same weaknesses that were in the National Broadband Plan, a good plan, great aspirations, but conspicuously missing the tough provisions that would promote competition and drive down prices.
So far, the FCC's compromise approach is drawing criticism from both sides, but the real test is how it will play in Congress and inevitably in court. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
You're listening to NPR.